Hello, Kate.
Kate Alonreyes. That's my name.
I'm the fastest driver in the metropolis.
In a heist to save their broken bot,
you'll need to get a new power core.
Kane finds out what was once whispered about is true.
My name's Sujin, and the core is for 00. You've heard of them, haven't you?
Revolution is coming to Metropolis West.
From zero. From nothingness, we rise and break the system.
And Kane's joined the rebels starting it.
All right, let's do this.
What are you waiting for?
The right moment. I only have 3 shots left.
But criminals and corporations alike,
I'm going to find you.
We'll do anything to stop them.
And I'm going to kill you.
She tossed it all away to defy Potent Co and dragged me down with her.
You're not getting away so easily.
Glass House, there's better places.
I never thought he was stupid or crazy for wanting to run towards something. I'm starting to want that too.
Take hold of your future today.
Welcome to 00.
Under the Electric Stars is a cyberpunk audio fiction from Aster Podcasting Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts. Check us out at undertheelectricstars.com.
You all wait in here until your trial commences.
Why are they giving us a trial?
It's Baz's fault.
Not entirely.
No, it's my fault.
It is?
The whole point of coming here was to lay low. What did you guys do?
I'm so sorry, everyone.
Stella, you didn't...
Yeah, I did.
Yep, that's the crew of the raccoon. You might be wondering what they did to get themselves in this situation.
I am wondering that.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Oh, listening to the story.
But we still had a few days.
Oh, you do? But I thought maybe my commentary would help you along. I thought I could give you some feedback. Don't you think the record scratch is a little, I don't know, used?
Well, I mean, I don't know. That's really a question for the sound designer, not me.
Oh, go on. Tell me what happens next.
Actually, I was going to go into a flashback.
Oh, no. Flashbacks are so last season. Keep going.
But if I don't tell you what actually happened, then you'll never know the objective truth. You'll only have subjective accounts of what really happened.
I'm fine with that.
All right. Fine. We're going to ditch my carefully planned flashback. Here's what happened next.
Strong Branch Productions presents The Stench of Adventure, Season 3, Episode 9, Emotional Bombshell.
This is how we're going to do this. I'm going to listen to each of your accounts of today's events one at a time. Are you the captain of this crew?
Unfortunately.
What's your name?
Captain.
Now, tell me, Captain, in your own words, what exactly happened to you and your crew today?
Well, it all started after we got our ship fixed, and we were looking for a place to hide from the benevolent...
Whoa, why did you say hide?
I... didn't say that.
You definitely did.
I said, hang out.
Yep. Okay. Proceed.
We're going to need a planet to hang out from the no one.
Currently compiling a list of most discreet planets to hang out.
Oh, that's easy. I've had time to hang out all the time. I know the best places to hang out from people.
Is anyone else kind of freaked out by the idea of hanging out?
Hold on one second. Why was your crew so reluctant to, as you put it, hang out?
Because they love working. But eventually we picked this place, Lorix.
Lorix is a planet best known for its...
Shh, don't interrupt.
But I have to introduce the planet. I mean, that's what I do. How else will we know about their main imports and exports?
We'll hear about it in the testimonies.
But this is my thing. Whenever a new planet is mentioned, I always introduce the planet.
It's just... It seems a little redundant when we're about to hear about the planet in a few seconds.
Redundant. You think my job is redundant?
Shh, listen to the trial.
Sending permission to enter the atmosphere.
Welcome, travelers. We knew you were coming.
Wait, you did?
Lorix is a planet of psychic clouds of sentient gas.
Which we would have already established if you'd let me do my planet intro.
You seem grumpy. Do you want a snack? I brought churros.
No, I actually have a Tupperware full of... I'm sorry. Churros.
Yes, crispy and delicious.
Why, of all snacks in the universe, did you bring churros? They'll get grease everywhere. You're getting crumbs on my narration chair.
Sorry, I can't hear you over the deliciousness of these churros.
Crunching so loudly, I can't hear the memory.
I feel kind of weird about going to a planet where people have special mind powers. Like, can they read my mind? I don't want that. I think a lot of embarrassing thoughts. I'm thinking an embarrassing thought right now. Oh, this one's really embarrassing. I can't have anyone knowing about that.
That's what's so great about Lorix. People generally stay away from it because it totally freaks them out. You know, because everyone there has all sorts of crazy mind powers.
I'm scared of crazy mind powers. Just like I'm scared of everything. I'm just a little baby woman. Hold on. I did not say that.
Pretty sure you did.
And I don't sound like that, by the way, just to set the record straight.
That is what you sound like. I quoted you verbatim.
Everyone will have a chance to give their account of events. Please proceed.
That's about it. We land on the planet for all of 5 minutes. I lose track of my crew, and then suddenly...
Hey, everyone! So we have to go, like, right now.
Why?
I did something bad.
Oh, drama.
Hey, you! Stop!
Okay, I see how that paints me in a bad light, but that's not how it happened at all.
Then let's hear your testimony. What's your name?
You're gonna laugh.
I assure you that this is a very serious matter, and I do not find it funny in the least.
Fine. It's... Stella.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just... Wow.
Okay, well, anyway, the captain totally missed the conversation we had before landing.
Actually, this would be pretty great for you, Stella. You could use some of their emotional bombs.
Emotional bombs?
Bombs.
Bombs?
Bombs. They basically bottle different feelings so that you can absorb them.
Oh, I don't do drugs. One time in high school, Mel got me to smoke weed and I thought my toes had turned into puppies and I started crying because I was scared to walk because I didn't want to step on them. What? I didn't want to step on puppies.
The bombs aren't drugs. They're just emotional enhancements. I used to use them all the time.
Did you use the one that makes you an unfeeling jerk?
Yeah, sometimes. Maybe we should get you one to, you know, help with your Stella-ness.
Maybe. Wait a second. What is that supposed to mean?
I don't think I exactly phrased it like that.
No, that was a direct quote.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said.
Okay, fine. Keep going.
So we land on Lorix and Baz and Buttercup come with me to the store to get the, feeling juice?
Emotional balm?
That. I thought, I don't know, maybe it would help me with how anxious I feel all the time. Excuse me?
Speak up. The store attendant can't hear you.
Hello?
Louder, Stella!
I can't. Maybe I'll just wait here until they notice me. I mean, how long will it take? An hour? I can wait for an hour. That's reasonable, right? Like, at least that way I don't have to talk to anyone. Seems like a fair trade-off to me.
Hey, over here!
What can I help you with tonight?
Well, I was wondering... Seeing as you sell feeling juice, I thought it might be nice.
Do you have anything for confidence?
Of course. Here you are. You can pay at the front.
Great. Do you take nice fungus tokens?
Of course. Who doesn't?
Stella, we have to go right now.
What?
We have to leave this instant or the planet will explode and you'll die and we'll all die. Whoa, okay, that's definitely not what I said.
Overall, energy of what you said.
I did not say the planet would explode.
Well, that's how it felt. So suddenly we were running away and I'd accidentally stolen the feeling juice and then it was all like,
hey everyone, so we have to go like right now.
Why?
I did something bad.
Oh, drama.
Hey, you, stop.
Can I tell my story now?
All right. What's your story?
I thought if we were going to a planet of people with cool mind powers, I was going to need a bold new look to really wow them so that they know that I'm beautiful, inside and out. That's why I did a shopping montage. It was like...
Hold on. Is this actually related, or is this more of a subplot situation?
It's the main plot to me.
I'm going to say we should stick to stories that are relevant to the matter at hand, okay?
Okay, but do you at least like my outfit?
Yes, actually. You look incredibly stylish.
Then it was all worth it. I had just gotten back from the hair salon.
You don't have hair.
When?
Hey everyone, so we have to go like right now.
Why?
I did something bad.
Oh, drama.
Hey, you, stop.
Okay, I think I understand the end bit. We don't have to, you don't have to keep repeating that part over and over again. I get it.
You still don't have the full story, though.
No. And what's your story, small furry creature?
When we went into that store to get the foam for Stella, it actually looked like this. Do you have anything for confidence?
Of course. Here you are. You can pay at the front.
Great. Finally something to stop me from being such a total loser all the time. God, I suck. Do you take nice fungus tokens?
Of course. Who doesn't?
Stella, we have to go right now.
What? Why?
You need practice stealing things if you're going to become a tiny version of me.
I do? I mean, I am? I mean, what?
Stella, if you're going to follow in my evil ways, you've got to start somewhere.
I don't want to be evil. I just want to be a weak little baby.
Too bad. I'm a terrible person. And as my protege, you have to become one too.
I don't think any of that happened.
I'm not evil.
Well, that's what it sounded like to me. And then you basically...
Yes, I know. You said you had to go, and Stella said she did something bad.
Oh, drama.
Yes. How about you, Snail? Give us your testimony.
I don't know what happened. I was doing a crossword puzzle. It was really hard.
Feed, you can't read.
That's why it was so hard.
Regardless, I'd still like to hear your perspective.
Okay. I wonder what three across is. I don't know. I wonder what nine down is. I don't know.
Tell me, did you at least finish the crossword?
I did, but instead of writing any words, I just drew a self-portrait. Look, I think the resemblance is uncanny.
This is a picture of a triangle.
Is that not what I look like?
Listen, everyone has it wrong. If you want to know what really happened, I'll tell you. I wasn't trying to get Stella to steal that bomb. In truth, that wasn't even the reason that I wanted to leave.
So why did you want to leave?
Well, when we went into that store, I noticed I recognized someone there.
Do you have anything for regret?
Sir, we've already told you. You can't have any more. If you use the bombs too much, you'll permanently destroy your emotional responses.
Please, you don't understand what happened to me.
I do, sir. You have been in here many times and explained the story. I don't need to hear it again.
I had a cart full of vital organs, and this woman, she told me she was an expert in knees. Knees! Can you believe it? 'Cause I sure did. I believed her. And she stole millions of Bernardin's worth of organs. Probably to sell. I lost my job. I lost my license. I lost everything. All because I believed that woman was a knee expert. If I saw her today, I would... Well, I don't know what I would do. Wait. No, it can't be. That's her, the knee expert.
Stella, we need to leave.
Wait, you really did that? I mean, stole a cart full of organs?
Is that not what we're here for? Because that doctor told you I conned him out of his organs?
No. And you're not here for stealing the emotional bomb either.
Okay, cool, because I'm not giving it back. My anxiety is, like, really bad. I gotta see if this thing helps.
So, are you telling me you all don't actually know what you're in trouble for?
I guess not.
We caught you in possession of a rare illegal mind worm. Those parasites feed on psychological energy. Having one loose on our planet would be detrimental to our economy.
Biz! Did you smuggle in an illegal worm?
It wasn't me this time, I swear!
Well, who else would... Wait a second. Puppet? Remember that worm you've been keeping as a pet?
Gustavo number two?
Is it possible that Gustavo number two is a mind worm?
Let's ask him! Gustavo number two, are you a mind worm?
Worms obviously can't talk.
Alas, I have deceived you all. I am, in fact, a filthy mind worm, and I hoped your vessel would bring me to a worthy host that I could feed upon.
Wait, so none of us were a worthy host?
No, definitely not. Your psychological energy is rancid.
Rude.
So, just to be clear, you smuggled in the worm, you stole an emotional bomb, you also apparently stole organs from a hospital. How many crimes have you people been involved in?
What really is well, a crime I, well, when you think about
more than a normal
it,
amount, like clowns, I would say. But to be fair,
I think to be
Stella
criminal,
made me do
I didn't
it.
Fucking do anything.
Let me look up your record. You guys have way more charges than I ever anticipated. This is a lot. Possession of an unauthorized sentient AI? You did a heist?
We also put on a play at the heist. Don't forget that part.
I was the star.
How are you still hired by the trash collection board?
There was a fire.
This goes far beyond Lorik's jurisdiction. I'll be notifying the politicians immediately and the Benevolent Robots Corporation.
And there's no chance of more fires, is there?
No.
There's really nothing we can do?
Sorry, that's just space law for you.
This wasn't space law. There wasn't even a to judge if people were lying or not.
What the fuck are you talking about? No, that sounds totally unnecessary.
So we're just gonna wait here until the politicians come to get us?
Now would have been a great time for those bombs!
There are no bombs, Gerald.
That's a shame!
The Stench of Adventure is a Strong Branch production. It is written, directed, and edited by Alex Kingsley and produced by Grace Griego and Elliot Yorty. The voice of Stella was Grace Griego. The voice of Baz was Josie Ross. The voice of Buttercup was Cameron Slosky. The voice of Puppet was Jake Chaninson. The voice of Scottbot was Wesley Hahn. The voice of Theed was Bailey Montgomery. The voice of the Captain was Alex Kingsley. The voice of the Usurper was Tim Meredith. The voice of the Narrator was Alexander Sheldon. The voice of Gustavo Number 2 was Matthew O.K. Smith. The voice of the Doctor was Topher Lyons. The voice of the Ambassador was Juliet Kingsley. The voice of the Judge was Nigel McKeown. For more information or just to say hi, visit our website at www.strongbranchproductions.com, join our Discord community, follow our Twitter at StrongBranchPro, or email us at contact@strongbranchproductions.com. If you want to support our show, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. For bonus content, consider becoming a patron of Strong Branch Productions. Thank you for listening.